three letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4963. Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Kislev, Tov Shin Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So again, this is a younger student who's writing to the Rebbe. The Rebbe answers everybody, and then the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write that you don't know yet how to study. And you're asking if, according to your age, can you benefit in Torah? In other words, can you progress in Torah, I guess, even though you can't learn yet, you're still young. So the Rebbe says, it's known, there's many sayings of our sages of blessed memory. A person should always learn Torah without distinction, without consideration the age, always. If you learn diligently with devotion in the yeshiva, it is absolutely certain that you will see a benefit in your learning. So the Rebbe says you'll benefit. And the Rebbe says that it's proper that every weekday before morning prayers you should give something for charity. And after davening every day, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should say some chapters of Tehillim. This all will increase your success also in the above. He's telling him, you're traveling to Marrakesh, which is a city in Morocco. So you should succeed to settle down both in a good way, physically and spiritually, with a blessing. The Rebbe, in the name of the Rebbe, the secretary. So I think that this is actually not that he was too young. He thought it maybe he was too old. He only started learning Torah at a later age. And he says to the Rebbe, can he still progress in Torah? The Rebbe says that if you learn Torah, you can always progress. And the Rebbe says he should be successful. He thought maybe he was too old already to, the Rebbe doesn't tell him here, but we know about Rabbi Akiva that he started learning when he was 40. He didn't know anything. But the Rebbe tells him that he should give some extra tzedakah, and that will bring about success also in his study of Torah.